Hey, what's going on, everybody? This your boy Zell Johnson with the Traumafied Podcast. Hey, listen, man. In this episode, I want to talk about fear. There's a lot of us out here living this life that are afraid, but we don't even realize that we're afraid. And when I say afraid, I don't necessarily mean like the monster in the closet or the monster under the bed or a fear of snakes, a fear of lions or dogs or clowns or whatever scares you, spiders, ghosts, not that type of fear. That's a different type of fear. The fear I'm talking about that we all deal with in life is the fear of growth, myself included. The fear of taking that next step, the fear of completing what you started, the fear of going back to school, the fear of bettering yourself to get healthy. And the thing is, we don't really look at it as fear. You know, people wake up every single day, myself included, and you have those people that come to work every day and complain about the same thing every day. And it's like, damn, why does this person wake up every day, come to work, and complain about the same thing? That's literally the definition of insanity. But the reason I believe, and the reason why I did this in the past, one of the reasons why, and I had to really look at myself in the mirror and sit with myself and understand that I'm afraid. You talk about things you want. You talk about things you want to do. You talk about if I can do that, if I had the money to do this. Oh, I should do this. I'm thinking about doing that. But the reason you don't do them is because you're afraid of failing. You're afraid of starting something and not finishing it. And I'm speaking for myself. I start a lot of things and I don't finish it. I don't know if I got ADHD and I was never tested for it, or I don't know what it is. ADHD, ADD. I don't know what it is, but a lot of people have that issue in life where we feel like you can't do something because of how you look or the color of your skin, where you're from, your past. And that's a mistake I make sometimes. It's like I didn't know anything about credit. Like, I knew there was a thing called credit, but I didn't know that credit was a real thing until I was like 22. Like, I didn't know how much it affected you, is what I'm trying to say, until I was about 22 years old. I didn't know about financing, budgeting. I didn't know any of that stuff until I was about 22, and I'm still struggling with it to this day. But I think that fear of not knowing and now being older is like, can I do that? And that's where a lot of depression comes from in people, I believe. The fact that they're struggling with themselves, that the internal battle within yourself, it's like there's other people doing it. They're humans just like you. So if there's other people out there living their dream and going to school and waking up every day with that hunger and that drive, and there's people out there that just don't have it, it could be psychological issues, it could be mental issues, or it can be that they've been through so much failure in their life, or they've been through so much trauma or turmoil in their life that they have become reclused, they have become detached from the world because they're afraid. They're afraid that if they get out there, they're gonna be put in a predicament or a situation that they can't handle. They have a fear of, or should I say, we have a fear of not being able to handle a situation or being put in a situation where you have so much on your plate, you just tap out because you can't handle the pressure. And sometimes you can handle the pressure, but you're so afraid to take that initial first step that you never know if you can handle it. And also, some people have enough courage to take that first initial step, but they can't take the second, third, fourth, fifth step because of that fear that you're kind of reluctant and you're like, should I? And, you know, I go through that, man. So if you feel that way, you're not alone, man. But I think a way to combat that is you have to find peace of mind, whether that be the Bible, whether that be church, whether that be meditation. I think it all starts with meditating, and you have to find ways. Again, you have to find ways to combat that fear. And I think it has a lot to do with serotonin levels in your mind too. Like if you feel like you can't do something and you get down, those levels get low. Which I think you have to do is you have to eat healthy, drink plenty of water, laugh, joke, smile, move around, get you some fresh air, talk to people, play with your kids if you got kids, or just do something that breathes life into you. Because if you sit around and mope all day, like I've done many times, or if you sit and you drink, or if you smoke all day, it's like you're sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's like it becomes a habit. And that habit becomes an addiction. And that addiction becomes something that your mind, your anxiety, is a coping mechanism to deal with your anxiety, to deal with your depression, and to try to fight that fear. But in trying to fight that fear, if you're smoking a lot, if you're drinking a lot, you're depressing yourself. So when you want to grow and fight that fear and try to come out of that, it's hard. It's really, 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 really hard to break that habit / addiction, especially when you're dealing with depression and anxiety. And you have to fight. You have to fight back out of it. And that right there is scary. Because when you become so comfortable with doing something and it relieves your anxiety, it's so hard to break. Because if something is relieving your anxiety and boosting those levels, those chemical levels in your brain, and then you stop it, whether it be cold turkey or whether it be like a slow stoppage, you really got to focus, man. It is a job. Staying clean, staying focused, keeping that drive alive, keeping that hunger alive, it is a job. And I think a lot of people in this generation, my generation, and even the generations before, I mean, addiction has always been around. But I feel like now we have new addictions. We have social media addiction, we have cell phone addiction, we have YouTube addiction, Facebook addiction, Instagram addiction. You can get it, like for example, a man can get very addicted to, I'll say, Instagram, for example, right? Because if you're the type of guy that is afraid to get out there and get social, and you're afraid to talk to women, you're going to be on Instagram all day looking at women, and you're going to grow an addiction. So the thing is, man, it's like you got to fight back. And that fight is scary, because if your mind is so used to something and you're breaking that habit for the better of your psyche, the better of your health, and you want to become someone different, that is a dog fight. And if you know somebody that is in that predicament of trying to change and trying to better themselves, is scary, because they're coming into this new form of who they want to be, and they're leaving behind their old self. And some people are ready, some people are kind of ready, and some people aren't ready, but they got to get ready. And that's where I think a lot of suicides come in, man. People off themselves because that dog fight just gets too hard. And it's not that they're weak or that they're a punk. It's just, it's a psychological thing. And I think the mind just kind of wigs out and you just go to this really strange, dark place that I've been to where you're thinking very selfish. You're thinking very only about yourself. And you get to this point where you're close to offing yourself. And it's weird because like I told y'all before, I've been there and I thought I was going to feel something. I thought I was going to have this revelation, but nah, I thought I was going to see God or some sort of, but nah, when I put that gun where I put it, I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything. I didn't see nothing. And I knew in that moment that if I did something stupid like that, I might as well get out here and go hard, because if you do that, it's just over. Yeah, you may be at peace. Who knows? We don't know what's waiting on us. You may be at peace, but your family won't be at peace. You see, so it's like you might as well stay in this dogfight until the Lord call you home instead of calling yourself. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, again, man, that fear of being successful, because you don't know if you can handle the pressure, that fear of getting out there, that fear of changing your eating habits, that fear of stopping those habits that aren't good for you. It's tough, man, when you're dealing with mental issues, because you feel like you need something to cope with, especially when there's responsibilities at work. There's responsibilities at home. Whenever you get a phone call, somebody needs something. Some bad shit them happen. You don't get any good vibes, or you don't get a lot of good vibes. And like me, I will shut down. Like I will shut down. And I have been in shutdown mode for probably about 2 years now, where I've just said, you know what? I'm just going to take a step back from everything. But now, being at the age that I am, I feel like I'm starting to lose time. I feel like I'm starting to run out of time. Even though I'm still young, you know, the older you get, things start going away, what you can do in life. And it's true and it's not true. You can do whatever you want up to a certain age, up to a certain point. You know, no one can stop you there. No one can stop you at any point in your life, depending on which way you want to go. You want to go back to college at 50, 60, hell, even 70. No one can stop you. But are you going to get a job? Who's going to hire you? People are real biased about age, about you. You know how it is out there. You know how people can judge and judge and judge and judge and judge to the point where it's like, man, you just don't know anymore. So basically, man, what I'm on here to say is, no matter what you want to do in life, tomorrow, if anybody needs this information, tomorrow, wake up, get a piece of paper, get the notepad on your phone, and write down every single thing you want to do, bullet points in life. And then next to those bullet points, I want you to write down, how do you think you can achieve, like a small little paragraph, how do you think you can achieve that? And then draw a line across. I want to do this. And across from that, how I should go about doing that. Now, if you just write that and put it in your wallet, you wasted your damn time. But if you write that, and keep it conscious in your mind. That's the key. That's the hard part. Even I have issues with that. It's like, you can't just write something down and go, okay, that's what I want to do, and then that's it. You got to write it down, and you got to look at it every day. You got to say, okay, this is the goal. And don't, you know, don't say 3 months. Give yourself some good time. Give yourself a year. But you got to stay focused, because in that year, you can lose track. A lot of things happen in life. And you can lose track real easy, real fast, of your goals that you're trying to meet. So write down, say for example, you want to become a IT technician. Figure out how to do it. Go back to school. Get you some certifications. Start saving up some money. And then figure out how you're going to do it. If you want to do hair, figure out how you're going to do it. Okay, I want to be a hairstylist. You can either go back to school, go online and learn, start hustling, start making business cards, flyers, and just put yourself out there online. You're going to start small. It's going to be tough. It's always tough in the beginning. But just start setting goals for yourself, because I noticed that, speaking for myself, when you wake up and you don't have any goals and your only goal is to drink or smoke or go fuck off somewhere later on, nothing in your life's ever going to happen. You got to, how should I say this? You really got to focus, man. Like, focus is the number one key word. That's how you fight fear. It's stay focused. Meditate. And remember, whatever you put in your body, processed foods, it'll send you into anxiety. You know, foods that you put in your body can give you anxiety, can give you depression. And you're wondering why you're feeling this way and you're doing everything right. It's a lot, man. And I'm not saying that tomorrow you're going to be eating right and you got your goals set. Nah, man, it's a slow burn. Like, you got to start slow. Give yourself a month to detox and go through absolute hell, because that's what you're going to go through, especially if you're married or if you got kids and they're worrying the shit out you and you're trying to focus and you're trying to... A lot of people relapse. I've relapsed. You know, not like I'm on any heavy drugs, but, you know, I've relapsed. I tried to quit greenery multiple times because it got to a point where I was smoking so much weed, I would literally get depressed before I smoked. And then on top of that, it didn't do anything for me. Buying it off the streets, you don't know if you got good, you don't know if you got bad, you don't know what you have. So it's like, again, I'm really speaking for myself and a lot of people who may need to hear this. Like, listen, man, I'm on this journey trying to get clean, and it's hard. And I have a fear that when I have my anxiety fits, that I'm going to give up. And that's the hard part. I just feel like I'm gonna give up. But don't give up, man. If you out there, don't give up, man. If you out there, man, be stronger than me. Be strong, man, and just really make goals. Even if it's just one goal, start small. Don't try to start big. Start small. Start making small little goals. Okay, today I'm going to do 10 push-ups. Today I'm going to drink this much amount of water. I'm not going to eat junk food today. I'm not going to go to McDonald's today. I'm not going to drink those nasty-ass energy drinks today. Even the ones with zero sugar are bad for you. I have an issue with that. And I'm giving y'all this information, man, because even when you know what's right, sometimes you don't know how to do what's right. You know what I mean? And that may sound like an excuse, but it's true. Like, we all know what's right, but the way life is set up, it's so hard to do what's right, especially when everybody around you is, depending on what situation you're in, not doing right. You know what I mean? So, listen, man, I just want to encourage all my brothers and sisters out there, man, don't let fear hold you back, because that initial fear, that initial wall, that wall of fear, if you could just get over that wall, if we could just get over that wall of that fear. And again, a lot of us don't even it doesn't even register in our mind that it's fear. It's just like, oh, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. That costs too much to go back to school. I can't do that. I'm not good at math. That's fear. That's fear, man. It's not like a fear, like running from a lion fear, but it's a fear. It's a fear. Maybe you fail so many times. Someone told you you couldn't do it. It looks hard. And you just have low self-esteem. That low self-esteem comes from a lot of things. And one of those things is that fear of not feeling like you're worthy enough to do it. You see these smart kids going to school. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. is just so difficult for some people, depending on their nature and nurture and their upbringing in life. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to, I'm on the fly, man. I'm at work. I had a lot on my mind this morning about fear and things that I need to do in my personal life and my spiritual journey. It's tough. People, again, I've said this before, people hear spiritual journey and they think it's some, you know, you're running around smelling roses, you know, getting high and just, you know, what? That's not a spiritual journey. Spiritual journey is hard work. Spiritual journey is breaking who you are. Breaking who you are to better yourself. Like when you break a bone and it grow back and it's harder and it's stronger, it's almost like you got to break yourself. Break that habit. Break that addiction. Break that bad attitude. Break everything that you're comfortable with so you can step up to a new level in life. So you almost, it's almost like you got to break yourself. You got to break yourself and be rebuilt stronger. And you got to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. There's going to be times where you just feel like, I don't want to do this today. I want to sit back and be a fat ass and just, but you got to fight that, because that's the demon right there. That's your inner demon right there. Like, come on back. Come on back to the dark side. Come on back. But you really got to stick in there, man. And it's hard. It's not easy. If you think a spiritual journey is easy, you got the wrong impression. You got the wrong impression. Somebody tell you they're on a spiritual journey and it's going well and everything's peaches and cream, they're probably not on the right journey. If somebody tell you they're on a spiritual journey and they're like, man, yeah, I'm going through it, man. I've been exercising. I've been eating right. My body's been telling me to do this, but I'm like, no, and I've been fighting it. That's a spiritual journey. Somebody that's on a weight loss mission to lose weight. You see how hard it is? Y'all seen The Biggest Loser? You see the people, they be up there crying. That's a spiritual journey. When the body is being broken and you have to focus on your mind. That's a spiritual journey right there. That's spiritual. When you make a conscious decision to wake up every single day and do better, and it's always on your mind and you drill it into you, you got to be your own fucking drill sergeant. That's tough. That's tough to do. That's hard to do. How the hell are you going to be your own drill sergeant? You got to be your own cheerleading coach. You got to be your own cheerleading squad. You got to be your own football coach. Yeah, you may have people in your corner, but nobody's going to be in your corner like you in your own corner. You are the corner. And you really got to get in there, man, and fight, because it is a mental war against yourself. You're your biggest opponent. You're your biggest opponent, man. I tell myself this every day. I am my biggest opponent. Right now, I'm at war. I'm at war. And you might not get the nicest version of me during this process. And it's nothing against you. It's just I'm at spiritual warfare with myself. And I know I am. I know I am. If no one else out there will admit it, I'll admit it. I'm at spiritual warfare with a lot of things. I'm at mental warfare, spiritual warfare. Everything is everything. And I'm fighting. Like, people don't know. Like, I don't express this a lot. But, like, I'm really, like, at war with myself. I'm at war with myself. Now, I hope and I pray, and y'all pray for me, even if you don't know me, that I got the strength to stay in this fight, because it's scary. It's scary, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be honest and admit my feelings. It's scary when you're in this process. Again, I'm like I said, if you want your computer to work right, you got to update the software. I am currently in the process of updating the software. The files are, remember back in the day when you see the files flying across the little bar, the little thing right there, and it's 80%, 90%. Yeah, that's what I'm going through. The grueling process of just downloading new software. That's what I'm doing, man. Y'all got to download new software. Y'all got to get something new in there, man. It's time to update those computers, man. It's time to update those brains. The best computer on the face of this planet, the human mind, the human psyche, the human brain, the greatest technology known to man. It's right there in your skull. That's the greatest technology known to man. Doesn't seem that way because we don't appreciate it. We kill each other. We hurt each other. I'm guilty of certain little shit too like that. But the truth is, the greatest technology known to man is right inside our skull. It's right there. We got to utilize it, man. And I'm not speaking to y'all. I'm speaking with y'all. Because, again, I ain't got all my shit together. This is coming from a person. You know how you see people on YouTube and they just look like they got it all together and it feels like they're talking to you? I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking with y'all. Because it goes for me, too. It's not one of those things where I'm telling y'all, do this, do that, and good luck. No. We all got to step it up. All means me. We all got to do better. All means me. All means us. So I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking with y'all, man. Real talk, man. This ain't no, oh, let me show you how it's done. No. That's fake. Those people online that's acting like they life is perfect, that's false. And that's why everybody gravitates towards them. Because people want to know what it feels like to have a perfect life when it's bullshit. It's bullshit. But listen, man, I just wanted to get on here, give some kind words of encouragement to anybody out there. You could be green. You could be orange for all I care. If you're on this earth and you're trying to figure out who you are, man, and be a better person and treat people the way you want to be treated and not be biased and caught up in this internet echo chamber of policy and race and bullshit like that and religion, and you just want somebody that's going to talk to you real, man. So that's why I'm here, man. I just want to talk to people real. You know, talk with people real, not to them. Talk with people, because that's what I'm doing. I'm talking with people, not to people. But hey, listen, man. Hey, listen. It's the Trauma 5 Podcast. It's your boy, Zell Johnson, man. Hey, I'll see y'all next time.